Dreamscape presents Samuel's Return by Susan Lance Simpson. Narrated by Susan Boyce. Prologue. Samuel Mast dragged in a huge gulp of fresh air, filling his lungs to near bursting. Ever so slowly he released the air through pursed lips. How good it was to be back in southern Maryland. He had missed the place even more than he realized. Wide open spaces, fields dotted with two-story farmhouses, barns with tall silos beside them, horses and cows grazing lazily in the fenced-in pastures. It would be ever so wunderbar to dig his fingers in the rich, dark soil again. Yeah, he was home to stay. He tipped back his head to watch the cottony clouds skitter across the bluer-than-blue sky and had to clap a hand to his head to hold on to his straw hat. A person would think Samuel had never seen farmland before. Of course, there were houses and barns and farms in the other places where he had lived. But this place was special. Had it really been 10 years since he boarded the big van that carried him and his family to the first faraway town his dad insisted they move to? Seemed like a lifetime. In a way, it had been a lifetime. He'd been a mere boo of 17, just beginning his rumspringa. So many changes had occurred in his life over the years, but this place looked remarkably unchanged. Would she be the same, too? Chapter 1. She didn't know how a house could seem so quiet with three young kinder inside it, but with Becky out enjoying an evening with her soon-to-be in-laws, silence crept through Lena Troyer's house and wrapped around her soul. If this was a foretaste of how things would be when Becky married Atlee Stauffer and moved out for good, Lena wasn't sure she'd be able to endure the void. Becky had moved into Lena's house before Matthew was born to help Lena care for Mary, Eliza, and the house. Lena's status had changed from Frau to widow when she was barely pregnant with Matthew, so she'd needed all the help she could get. But Becky hadn't just moved into Lena's house. She had moved into Lena's heart as well. She had become family. While Lena was happy Becky had found someone to share her life with and to help raise her unborn Bopley, she would surely miss the girl something fierce when she was gone. Simply put, Lena was lonely.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?